We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the 2021 basketball season is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, has rolled out another one of their can't-miss offers. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new players 100-1 odds on any feature matchup this week. That's right. All you got to do is bet a dollar on any featured matchup this week, and if your team wins, you cash $100. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any featured matchup this week. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Greg Pickle. Greg, we are going to get into what is next for the Penn State Nittany Lions football team. But first, the winner of our Ask Greg segment is Chad from Somerset. Chad asked the question that got us on a roll there with the Big Ten and some of the rules that they've made and rulings over the last couple months. So because of that, Chad, you are our winner. All right, Greg, Penn State decided not to go bowling this year. First of all, were you surprised by that decision?
You know, yes and no. And I've gotten some good feedback from some people about this over the last couple of days. But, you know, one of the things we kept hearing from the players how they'd want another opportunity to play together and that they would be willing to go to a bowl game. This was during the week leading up to Illinois and also after the Michigan State game. But then as, you know, when the players refused to talk about it, following the Michigan State game, or I'm sorry, following the Illinois game, you know, the writing was kind of on the wall, and sure enough, they voted to not play in a bowl game this year. So I was, I guess, a little bit surprised, but I thought they made the right decision, Jim. It's been a long 2020. There's been a lot of sacrifices made. There's been a lot that that these players and coaches and staff members have had to go through to get to this point. 10 games in 10 weeks is really tough, and if you're talking about player safety, I don't think that would have been the best idea. I've seen a lot of people say, well, being 5-5 would have been important. I disagree. I don't think anyone really cares in terms of recruits and things like that. You know, I just, what do you really truly get from playing in the Duke's Mayo Bowl or the Guaranteed Rate Bowl or anything like that, Jim? Here's what you get. You get a chance to fly to a different part of the country and check some different things out, go on some tours, go do some things, go to fancy restaurants. Oh, wait, none of those things can happen this year because there's a global pandemic going on. So it would have just been another week of quarantining and testing in State College and practicing, flying to a bowl site the day before the game, playing the game, then coming home, and then starting that process of doing whatever you have to do to get home to see your family and for what? To play in a game like that. So I understand the fans who are upset and disappointed that there's not going to be another Penn State game this year because I do realize it's an outlet for a lot of people. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I think the right call was made, Jim. And I do think that, you know, when all is said and done, this is the right decision on the surface and will be seen as the right decision when we look back on it down the road. Was I a little bit surprised at the moment? Yes. But then once you really put all the pieces together, it was hardly a shock at all.
I think you put it exactly right, Greg. Fans, I believe, wanted another game because they love Penn State football and would have loved to have seen another game. However, I don't think the vast majority of fans are upset with this team for making the decision. They understand, although I do realize there must be a lot of youngsters who grew up and are now on college football teams who dreamed of one day playing in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. So that dream will not come true. So, all right, they're not going to the bowl game. What does that mean as far as the immediate schedule? I assume they're going to be going home for the holidays, but you also have to talk about Penn State going to remote learning at least for the first month of the semester. So when are players going to be back on campus?
Yeah, I'm hopeful we'll hear from James Franklin. In the past, Jim, he's always waited to do a season wrap-up news conference until after the bowl game. And typically he would actually do it after the last couple of years. He would just wait until his traditional signing day news conference to do that. So, I mean, we might not hear from him for a while. Maybe we will. Certainly, I will say one thing is that Penn State's been phenomenal with giving access this year, even when things were shut down. So really appreciate that. But, yeah, you know, we'll see. I mean, I wrote something recently. I believe that the players should not be forced to come back to campus unless they want to for the start of the spring semester, because no other students will be there. It'll just be athletes on campus. Some of them winter sports athletes who are in competition. Some are fall sports athletes who will simply be working out. And there will be some guys who want to do that for whatever reason. But if there's ones who'd rather spend some time at home with their family and not race back to State College, then I don't think they should be required to. I really don't. So, you know, if they're a little bit behind the eight ball, so be it. I mean, they played until almost the end of December. I think they've earned some time off and some time away. They had more time to figure out best practices for when they're at home working out and stuff like that. So we'll see. I mean, I'm not saying that Penn State should just call off winter workouts that typically start in, you know, kind of early January, mid to late January, rather. But I don't think they should be a requirement until everyone else is back on campus, or at least until a point when everyone's had a chance to spend some time at home with their families and all of that. So that's my two cents on the matter. But, you know, obviously the biggest thing, Jim, is that everyone can go home and everyone can spend time with their families and everyone can get out of State College. But as you well know, football thinking never really stops. And for James Franklin and his staff, they have a lot to figure out. Are they going to sign anybody else on a traditional signing day? Who are they going to lose to the transfer portal? Who are they going to lose to the NFL draft? Will they find more transfer portal auditions than just the one they already made? Are the coaching staff changes going to happen? You know, is everyone coming back? Will there be voluntary decisions to leave for a promotion elsewhere? Will there be involuntary decisions where James Franklin thinks he needs to make an improvement on his staff? There's a lot of stuff still to figure out. It wouldn't shock me, Jim, if this week, the week of Christmas, is a little bit slower in terms of that kind of stuff. You know, Pat Freiermuth made his decision, but nobody else has made an announcement yet. I refuse to believe that he is the only guy going to the NFL, and I refuse to believe that he's the only guy with an announcement to make this year. Obviously, there's a lot of other guys who are going to move on for any number of reasons, too. So time will tell on that front. And I think the other thing, too, is, and I'm going to try and talk long enough here, Jim, to go back and find it, but I believe when Lyme Grover left, they announced that right after the bowl game, like the day after. But, you know, that was also the new year. So if they're not renewing someone's contract, they may wait. That was on December 31st. If these contracts run year to year, you know, you can understand why that announcement was made at the time it was. So we'll see. I mean, like I said, I don't know if staff changes are completely a requirement or absolutely needed, Jim. I don't know about all that, but it wouldn't shock me if some were made, I guess, is the way I look at it at this point.
I don't think I'd be stunned, but I would be a bit surprised if there were staff changes, especially after so many were made after last year. I do believe Pat Freiermuth announced, but I thought Shane Simmons also announced that he was done.
I'm sorry, you are correct. There was one other announcement made. Yes, Shane Simmons saying he won't come back. It's amazing, Jim, how social media has made the need to make announcements like that. You know, could you imagine even like 5, 6, 7 years ago if somebody was going to make an announcement to say, yeah, I'm not going to come back. You know, I'm done. I get it, but usually once you go through senior day, you're done unless you are coming back. So you almost only need to announce it if you are coming back. But it is what it is. Wish the best for Shane. Really great kid from a great family who didn't always see everything go his way at Penn State, but really had some great moments down the stretch here this year as his last year on campus.
Well, again, with social media, you know, we're going to hear the announcements from these players. And this was such an odd year. And one of the things that makes the big difference is a senior like Shane Simmons, he does have a free extra year coming, but I would imagine, Greg, we're going to hear these in relatively short order because many of these players, they've already graduated. they need to make a decision academically if they're going to come back to school for the spring semester, and they'll need to do that over the next couple weeks. So I don't imagine those decisions will drag out like into February.
No, I don't either. We'll find out by the end of the first week in January, I think, at the absolute latest. But, you know, again, we've kind of hit on it before, but I think the one thing that's just so important to remember, Jim, is – These guys are in school for a long time, right? I mean, 4 years, 5 years, in some cases 6 years. You know, I just don't believe, Jim, and maybe you'll disagree, but I have a hard time thinking that there's going to be a lot, if any, guys who decide to take that extra year of eligibility. I mean, that's just such a long time to be in school and going through everything you have to go through to be a Penn State football player and a Penn State student. You don't know if you're going to have to do all this mitigation stuff with the coronavirus in 2021. I don't know. I don't see it. Shane Simmons and Jaquan Brisker were the two guys who may have made the most sense to come back, Jim. Doesn't look like either one of them has any intention of doing so. And so I don't know if we'll see anyone come back at this point. I really don't.
Well, I would have looked at it. I mentioned earlier about the transfer portal being a business decision. I would have looked at this the same way for those seniors who, as you said, have already been in school perhaps for 5 years, which is a long time. But my thinking was, what effect would this have on draft status? So does Shane Simmons think with another year it would help him get an NFL career? The one you mentioned, Jaquan Brisker, was the one I thought could really help himself with his draft status with an extra year. The other one I thought might be that way was Tariq Castro Fields, because he's been off the field so much with injuries and was bothered by injuries in the 2019 season. Would he have not benefited from an extra year?
I don't understand what happened with Tariq Castro Fields this year, Jim. I know we're short on time, but after the midway point of the season, the guy warmed up every game and then would eventually end up in sweatpants. If he opted out, they should have just announced it. None of it made any sense to me. They kept saying he was close. I don't know how you could be so close that you warm up every game, only do some of the drills and warm up, and then don't play. None of it made any sense to me at all. So we'll see. I can't imagine he's back, but I've been wrong before. So there's a lot for Penn State to figure out, obviously, over the next couple of weeks here. The news will kind of trickle out as the days go by, and we'll see how things shake out.
I think the only thing we could count on is there will be a lot of news in the next couple of weeks, whether it's players coming back, choosing not to come back, players coming in through the transfer portal. So we're going to have a lot of news, but that is it for this edition of the show. Thank you all for tuning in and tuning in all year. Have a fantastic and safe holiday season, and join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
The 2021 basketball season is here, and to celebrate, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new players 100-1 odds on any featured matchup this week. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any featured matchup. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.